Face down.
Face down.
Face down.
Face down.
In the
by Billie Jean, which comes off of her debut EP by the same name, Filter. Whew. Mate, I thought running a muck was a good start, and hey, it just keeps pumping. And at the moment, we've got Billie Jean on the line with us now. Most of us, we've been speaking about how much we love a lot of Billie Jean's content, whether it was Dehor, Running Amok, or some of the other mahi that she's been doing. And now we've got her talking about her latest, her debut EP, Filter. Tēnā koe e hoa, no mai hoki mai.
Kia ora, tēnā koe.
Hey, it's cool to see, to hear actually today. I spent time listening to the full EP and really love your mahi e hoa, ma. So congratulations for this piece of work.
Thank you so much.
Talk to us about it. So the last time we spoke to you, we spoke about Running Amok and actually how timely that was for the year we had last year and how we ended it with Te Tiriti and many other things. But talk to us about Filter and the work that you did to create this.
It's a really hard one to talk about, actually, because really what I'm doing is just taking moments that have and dreams and tohu and experiences and that were happening at the time, and then making a moment out of it, like blowing it up into its own moment through sounds and effects and words. Yeah.
Miharo, I do remember you saying that and when I asked, I think, what we can expect from the EP when we were speaking about Running Amok, I think you mentioned that. Nevertheless, when I look at even the titles of some of your waiata, Desperate Fools, Running Amok, Kori Mako, Heck, E Moko and Filter, I still can see a story that kind of folds into relatable themes for especially us listening to it, me as a Māori listening and a wahine listening to your mahi. It's a piece of work, it's a piece of art.
Oh, it's so beautiful to hear. Thank you. Awesome.
Talk to me about Filter. As you mentioned, I assume that's related to the kōrero that you're sharing with us now.
Yeah. Well, I went through a stage of thinking about filters and in my life and around my life, like cigarette filters and filters on photographs and filters on my voice and, you know, ways that I filter the truth in and out. And I had it in my head a lot. I guess that kaupapa. And that particular song is referring to, I guess it's pretty literal. The producer actually went to the toilet for quite a while, got on him. And I wrote the song while he was in the toilet. So it was one of the ones that kind of just popped out because it's really quite literal about being caught up in media and the deep fake and things where you don't know what's real and what's not, and how that translates into what happens in real life. Yeah, just the overwhelmment of all of that clutter and cacophony, I suppose.
Love that.
Modern life.
Love that word, but also love the realness and your explanation of when and how you created that song, Ewha, beautiful, beautiful mei. But hey, I also wanted to talk about maybe some of the kupu. And I know it's a bit much to kind of filter through or flick through some of the waiata in this EP, but are there any standout kupu or rerenga in your waiata that you really connected to and hope people heard what you were intending?
That's a hard one. Maybe in E Moko, the beginning, it starts with, you know, "Nanny, can you teach me how to fly?" And it came from a conversation with my tūkana, and she said to me that her moko had rung her and whispered down the phone, "Nanny, can you teach me how to fly?" I was like, "Oh my God, tūkana, your moko believes that you can fly." And then I talked to another cousin of mine who was actually writing a bit of a letter to her future mokopuna about how everything has been put in place for us already through the experiences of our tipuna and the atua, and also in the taiao. It's all been set up for us ready, and some of the kupu in there around the transitions of the dawn. Even just that is referred to in the waiata, that it's showing us that it's possible to adapt to change and to shape shift. Like hine titama, and so I hope that got caught as a metaphor, I suppose.
I whakapapa te rongo whakata, and lots of our whānau come from manu tūke, so as shape shifters, and the idea of our tupuna, our kaumātua, being able to do these heroic, bizarre things that seem almost unreal. I believe that. I believe that they can most certainly fly. But no, beautiful, beautiful kōrero there. And even using, from your other way out to heck, even using that kupu as another relatable kupu that, hika, I use that all the time. So talk to us about that way out to.
Yeah, heck. I guess, I mean, it's talking a lot about, once again, the trying to adapt to the modern world and paying rent and anxiety and trying to function as an adult in the system that was created for us, you know, paying bills, going to work, updating your computer, all of those things. That are just a part of the modern world, but are actually can be quite difficult. And that's the feeling sometimes that someone's breathing down your neck is part of colonization for me. But just talking about it in a tongue in cheek kind of way, I suppose. Yeah. It's hard for me to talk about this stuff. I don't really know.
I understand that in different ways, but I appreciate you sharing what you're sharing, because it's coming across and I'm understanding. And maybe because I've heard the content that I'm getting what you're saying, and so I love the kōrero. But I wanted to talk about future events. Now you've done this, you've put this out. Do you feel a sense of relief and ready to put out more mahi that you might have been working on?
Yeah, I do. And I do have, I am working on more mahi, and there is I have funding from New Zealand on Ear for a waiata called Hine Koko coming out at the end of June with a video. And then just, always writing, always storytelling. It doesn't kind of matter. Yeah, I gave it up for a wee while and thinking that I could, but I actually couldn't. I needed to do it to survive, so I always will, whether it gets heard or not. But fortunately, I'm very fortunate to have support. I think in the after the Māori New Year, there'll be some more stuff coming, performances and things, and just keeping going. onwards we go.
need to corridor e hoa. I did wonder that, you know, as the year, it's only the beginning. Oh, heka, I'm still confused as to how we're in March already. But, I was just thinking for an artist in regards to our calendars, Māori, Gregorian rānei, what you have planned for the rest of the year. But you've explained that, and I'm looking forward to, especially around Matariki, we start to see some real... Some different gems, things that we wouldn't often see on other occasions. So I am looking forward to that mahi of yours, e hoa.
Oh, thank you. Ngā mihi, ngā
mihi. Oh, tēnā koe. It was good to touch base with you and hear about your debut EP, Filter, Billie Jean. So no doubt we're going to talk to you later in the future, or sooner than later. Until then, e hoa, kia pai toa hiahi.
Oh, kia ora, ngā mihi, and thank you so much for this kōrero.